Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
This is Nazira Youssef from Haters TV. Jurgen Klopp has just concluded his pre-match press conference ahead of the Merseyside derby tomorrow night. Jurgen Klopp revealed Liverpool striker Diogo Jota will be sidelined for a few weeks with a hip injury. Have a listen to what he had to say here.
So yeah, super important for us, obviously. That's clear. I think with the last two results, Everton pretty much sorted it. They stay in the league, but that doesn't mean not to have us and another home game, I think, on the weekend. At the weekend, three home games. Yeah. So the idea from their point of view is obviously to win all three, and then it should be sorted, definitely. And for us, it's clear. The situation is clear. Don't have to say that again and again and again. It's really important, like all the other games were as well. But yeah, we know about importance, definitely. When I was a player and I had a sneeze in the bus, then my teammates always wished me technique. So they thought obviously I needed more than health. So.
Yeah.
Was it fair? Yeah. So I don't know what you need more than health, but I just had now an interview with your colleague from Sky, and he asked me a similar question. And the thing is, you'll have to. I don't know exactly when my first derby was. Like, was it 15 still or 2016? So I was there in for a while. But it's when you come here, I really think it would not be honest if I would have said immediately that's my game of the year and stuff like this, because it wasn't. I knew how important it is to all the people, so I had it here, but didn't feel it then. That's not a problem for coaching a team, but meanwhile, I know it. And I feel it and everything, so it's absolutely clear. So my feeling and my understanding developed obviously over the years, rightly so. And yeah, always difficult games, especially there. And at home, it was, I'm not sure if comfortable is the right say, but more at least. We have, I think, a pretty good record. Only Carlo Ancelotti, who is. Everybody knows now he's a really good manager. We lost against Carlo. Besides that, we had good results, good games. And now it's not too important what we had in the past. This is a super important game for us. So whatever we did in the past is not too important for this game. We just should give it a proper try there. No, that's what we'll do.
You say it's always difficult going there. You didn't have that 4-1 victory in December 2021. It was in 2021. What's the biggest challenge that you have to overcome when you face an
adversary? The intensity. It's the obviously, Goodison Park can create quite a good atmosphere as well. So that's how it is, and it's just. I think I'm not sure that would be 100% honest, but even for the players, it's like that. If you play Liverpool, that's much more than just 3 points, and that's the way everybody sees it there. So that we will never get underestimated when we arrive there, whatever situation we are in. So that's the thing that makes it more difficult. But that makes it more difficult for them coming to us as well. So it's not that wherever they are, I don't think it ever happened that we looked like we were not ready for the game. They always looked ready for the game. And I remember the 4-1, but not the story of the game properly. So why we could win that day with such a result. I remember the 1-0, Sadio Mane late.
Yeah, yeah.
Late. After a roller from Daniel Sturridge. But it's, how I said, yeah, there are some stories, definitely, but they're not important for this game. So we just have to make sure that we are ready for this one.
We're able to leave Salah, Konate, Szoboszlai, Nunez, McAllister out of the starting lineup against Fulham. How has that helped in terms of preparation, in terms of the freshness of the squad as well ahead of this game?
Yeah, in this week, because the next one is around the corner immediately, again, away West Ham. So and we had to do it, and we will see what we can do now for this game. Nothing definite yet. It's pretty early after the game, so this afternoon is the only real session we have, and then we will make decisions, and then we will line players up, and hopefully we will have again a lot of fresh legs on the pitch, because I think Everton played on Sunday as well. Yeah, so same rhythm. Now, not all the time the same rhythm. I think that their rhythm was quite frequently interrupted. But they had 2 or 3 weeks off, which is not great as well. I'm sure Jean-Dyche didn't like that as well, because that's strange as well. In the middle of the season, all of a sudden, no game for 3 weeks. Yeah, but this is now intense week for both teams, so we will see.
In terms of team news, Jürgen, are there any fresh injury concerns at all going into this game?
Unfortunately, yes. Diogo, scored the goal, fell a little bit, and now we found out it's a little bit more, so he will be out for 2 weeks. No. Besides that, no.
Okay. And when you look at where we are now, 5 games to go for the season, the number of changes at times that have been forced with injuries and international call-ups and so forth, and yet here you are, trophy in the cabinet, and very much the thick of the title race. How proud are you of this squad? Now, is it right to your managerial career and similar situations if you've even experienced them over the course of the season?
I did not feel a second pride or something like that. I didn't think about it that way. And obviously the world is not like this. You cannot be. I would love to have to go back to whoever to which point ever and think, well, where will we end up? What will exactly happen? Because how can you know? We are Liverpool. We are always ambitious. That's clear. We knew the last season was not great. So we had Miguelius was for the club super important that we go back and qualifying for Champions League. It's the most important thing for the club. Definitely, we all know that. And so that was clear. We have to go for that and try to do that. It looks good. It's not set yet, but it looks good in that department. That's all. We are now here where we are, and we want to win all the games. So that's all. But that was that can tell you that was the first match day the same. You don't. It's not that you think that far and think, okay, with 38 matches, try to win them all. But you try to win them all. Just doesn't happen. You have to deal with all the little setbacks, if it's injuries, if it's results, stuff like this, you have to. And it was, I wouldn't say it's straightforward, but too specific. I think until 2 weeks ago, everything was probably better than anybody would have expected. And then you have this week where the performances and were not as bad as the results felt afterwards. We had before that, a little bit before that, we had one of the best games we played against United, but we lost it. In the FA Cup, which is really strange, but it was. We never dominated United as we did there, and didn't win it. And that's where things a little bit started, and why we don't score enough, stuff like this. If you look at our numbers, yes, there are two teams who scored more goals than us, but it's not like they scored 50 goals more than us. So it's actually everything all right. It's always about how you can get the right feeling again for the situation and for the next game and these kind of things. And we usually do that. So I'm really happy now with the response. And then it's always like that. Then you win at Atalanta. Yes, it was not enough to go through, but we still won there. But it feels like that doesn't count. You won a football game, you work now 100 minutes, your socks off, you won it. And it's like, yeah, but then you win 3-1 at Fulham. And I heard people saying, it was not really good or whatever. Just Fulham was not good. I thought, my God, I wish you would play again. A Premier League game will just feel the intensity of these kind of challenges, all these kind of things. So I'm very positive. I'm really, and not in a strange way, but I want to see things brighter than they are. But I know this is the last part of the season. It's not about playing the freshest football of the whole year. It would be strange if that works out with the schedule all the teams had. But you have to win games, and I think we know how to do that, but for that you have to overcome each opponent in a specific way. And now we have today to make sure that everybody understands the way we want to try tomorrow.
Hi. So about the Fulham game, you scored two goals from open play in that game. You hadn't done that for four games. So how good is that for confidence as well going forward in these last few games?
And the most beautiful goal was anyway the set piece. Eh? So we took that as well. No, it's good. But again, Jogo's shot, the goalie has a hand on the ball, but cannot save it in the end, right? I think that's now clear. That's an, what is it, 5 centimeter? On the other direction, and the goalie saves it. The other direction, and it's far post. So that's how football is. So you cannot change everything because of inches on the foot and stuff like that. You have to create, and we created a lot before. Yes, it feels great if you score from open play, but actually in the end, it's really just important that you score. And that you play good. That's the idea, that you play as good as you can, that you create as much as you can, and that you come as often as somehow possible in the positions to finish situations off. Sometimes you have to force that, sometimes you have to calm down to do that, and all these kind of things. That's all how it is. But in the end, just important that you find the back of the net. We all know that. And we, again, the last two games we won out 4-1. Got 6 points. Only 3 in the league. We have a couple over, it doesn't count. So if somebody want to see it like that, then we're in a good moment now. And we hope we can continue.
It's up at the Derby at Goodison Park. Now the last 11 games at Goodison Park with Derbies have been draws. How hard is it not to get caught up in the atmosphere, and how hard is it to play your own football as well in these types of games?
Very different games, all 9 games, I would say. You cannot compare them. It's not even close. We came not even close. We missed massive chances there. So, again, it's really about just playing football. But, of course, the atmosphere is special. That's absolutely. Why wouldn't it? How difficult is it not to get caught up? I wouldn't consider it as difficult, because if you play at Newcastle, good atmosphere, Old Trafford, good atmosphere. I didn't see as fast these games by the atmosphere. So here's Everton, a bit smaller stadium, a bit closer together. That's with all the derby fever in all minds. We have to be cool as well. That's an important part of preparing a game, and we will see how we did that.
Since
I know him, yeah, everything grew since I know him. So he's became a real man. So fantastic player from the first day, outstanding talent, turned into an outstanding world-class football player. It's pretty rare that you are, as a manager as well, that you are part of such a journey for such a long time. Trent never had a different manager in professional football, no? So it will be good for him to get new influences in the future, or to get, that's definitely clear. So, but I think we can be quite happy with the steps he made. And when you see him now playing, just see what a good player he is. It's crazy. I hope it was not misunderstood, because in the last game I said Conor Bradley played a few games, and everybody was like, whoa, but Trent is Trent. I have to say, Conor is Conor. Conor was for a while the best player. He came on a revelation, unbelievably good, incredibly good. Somewhere I saw the headline and I thought, maybe I said that, but it's not what I wanted to say. But I told Conor already, which is much more important. Because he's really exceptional as well. So it's really nice to have these kind of players around. And with Trent, I don't think Trent made any of these interviews up. We get usually asked to do an interview and then we talk. So we said we heard quite a lot from Trent. I don't think that he had something to say. So it's just somebody asked him, he gave an answer. So there's nothing bad to say about Trent and his development. He is one of these stories which not a lot of clubs can really write, but he is one of the people will talk about in 20, 30 and 40 years, 100%. And that's really nice for a boy from West Derby. It's probably the best you can achieve in life. I can't really say a lot about it, to be honest. It is the before which game I didn't start, the got a knock, normal challenge, bam, and felt a little bit at the hip. And now after he, that was then fine because we didn't start him, brought him on, that was all right. And then he started last game, it was obviously okay. And then with the finish, something happened. It's a small one, but we are late in the season. So obviously it's now not a great moment for each injury, pretty much. It's not a big one. How you say, when I say it's 2 weeks, it's actually really pretty much nothing, but enough to not be available. That's it.
Any more for the breakers? Will?
Yeah, it starts the season. A lot of people expect Liverpool to be challenging on the top four, given what happened last season and the changes to the squad. With 5 games to go, you're still on the title race. Do you feel like
it's not important what I think, because I don't limit ourselves with expectations, like negative expectations. I think, oh, let's see. As I said, as a club like Liverpool, before the season, it's clear to get all the things going. We didn't qualify for the Champions League last year. That's financially a real problem for a football club of our magnitude. That's how it is. So number one, you have to make sure, and that's how you build a squad, that we can fight for the Champions League again in a league where you have 6-7 teams. So obviously, now Arsenal, City, us, who's fourth, Aston Villa. So it was clear that they will be around, 100% clear. Tottenham obviously made the next step, was clear. And then not really involved, but for whatever reason, you cannot imagine that before the season, United and Chelsea, but they're usually there as well. So you have four spots and you fight for that. That's a massive achievement already. So I don't want to now, because it looks like we might qualify for the Champions League, that anything I had to praise that. That's a job we have to do. And if you are there, then you, and it's not a distance too far, and you want to fight for everything. And that's where we are now. So it's not that unlimited. For us, it's just, and it's in general, it's more a lesson for life. And I'm not sure it's even for football. It's like, it's only for football. It's just, you should never forget where you're coming from. Just don't forget it. So it's like, because that means you can really enjoy the moment and go for it. So now it looks like in this 1 week, where, like from that moment we had something to lose, and I might not be smart enough. I just don't understand that. I don't get that. All of a sudden things change a little bit. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm not sure if he can still do it, stuff like this. Why shouldn't we not be able to do it now? Yes, we don't have it in our own hands. Who had that in the past all the time? City from time to time. We have to be there if somebody struggles. It was always the case. We cannot become the favorite overnight and have something to lose. That makes no sense. And be completely down, really down, if you don't do this or don't do that. But I cannot change that, obviously. That's how everybody wants to see it or doesn't want to see it. It's just not the way I see it. So for me, we are where we should be. And now let's make the absolute best of it. That's my idea. And if that means in the end we will win the league, then I would be obviously quite happy. And as long as we can, there's a chance for that, I think we should give it a proper try.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.